Welcome to Jump in Tucson. We got an action-packed hour ahead with you. We've got so many things going on. It kind of is this way in Tucson. We have seasons where there's just a ton of things going on all at the same time. Right after the first of the year, we have the gem show and the rodeo and hopefully horse racing, all those kinds of things. And right now during the fall, right before Thanksgiving, we got a zillion things going on. I wanted to bring a couple to your attention before we talk with our guests this morning. First off, we have the Field of Dreams golf tournament coming up, and that was the golf tournament that Leo Garcia was in talking about last Friday. That golf tournament is Saturday, November 23rd at El Dorado Golf Course on East Speedway in Wilmot. And it's an executive course, so it's a course that if you got three or four or five people from your place of business want to have some fun and want to help some kids, we'd love to have you play in that. It's for Helpers for Children, and they're raising some funds to build a soccer field at 1600 West Irvington Way called the Field of Dreams or Campo de Sueños, which is basically a soccer field for underprivileged kids in that area to come and get some high-quality soccer and other sport training outside of the structured clubs and all the different things that are available. There's a need out there, and Leo Garcia and his team are doing a great job of raising some funds for that. It's called the Field of Dreams Golf Tournament. Again, that's Saturday, November 23rd at Dorado Golf Course. The cost is $75, a foursome for $280. I know what the prize list is because I helped them getting some prizes. There's some fabulous stuff available. So if you can help with that, even if you're not a golfer, they could use some volunteers to help them. You can call Leo at 520-222-4739. That's the Helpers for Children Field of Dreams Golf Tournament. So that would be lovely if you could assist with that. And then we also want to bring to your attention another golf tournament was also we talked about last week, which is the Splash 3 Golf Tournament and Splash 3 Veterans Charities Golf Tournament, appropriate since this is Veterans Day weekend. We're going to be having a golf tournament again. They do two a year. This one is their fall one. It's on Friday, December 13th. At Star Pass Golf Club, and it's a beautiful, if you haven't played Star Pass, beautiful course, and it's a wonderful thing that they are working together with a couple of charities, Esperanza and Healing Arizona Veterans, who are the folks that help transition from enlisted service to veteran status. And so this whole concept that Colonel Cesar Rico Rodriguez has put together along with Ray Smith and a bunch of other guys is to kind of help people transition from their military experience into their veteran status and to move them along the way. And many of them will stay right here in Tucson after, kind of like Rico did after and Ray Smith, after they finished their deployment, and they want to stay in Tucson because they love the city and they love the weather and all the good things that we have here. So that golf tournament is to support veterans who will maybe stay in Tucson and add to our community. So again, that golf tournament is the Splash 3 Foundation Veteran Charities Golf Tournament. That is on Friday, December 13th at Star Pass. And they're looking for some golfers. You can go to Splash 3 Foundation and sign up for that. So it's Splash, the number 3 Foundation. And you can look that up and see what Rico and Ray and those guys are doing. What a very cool opportunity. And then, of course, we've been talking about all week and this morning even on Jump on Tucson, talking about the wonderful concert that's happening this Sunday. And this is the Rockin' for Heroes event that has been on our show and been those guys are doing a fantastic job. So it's a perfect day to spend out in the beautiful weather in southern Arizona and listen to some good music and enjoy some nice things. So got a lot going on. I was at the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus Musical Regale Gala last night. That was an impressive event at Harlow's Nursery. There was quite a few people there. They raised a bunch of money for the Boys Chorus. Of course, you all know that my brother, Dr. Julian Ackerley, has announced his retirement after 45 years at the helm. And so that was his last Musical Regale. He'll go through the end of the season, so he'll do one last holiday concert at the it's Christmas time, and then he'll do his classic concert right after the first of the year, and then his final big hurrah will be the culmination of the 85th anniversary of the Boys Chorus, and he'll do the one final Pops concert in May, and that'll be his swan song, if you will. No pun intended there as he moves on. But there was, again, there's so much stuff going on. We've got U of A basketball. We've got U of A football. We've got so many other sports. We've got tons of things going on in Tucson, and so it's kind of neat to have so much going on. One of the things that we're working on before the break, we'll just highlight that we are going to be working on Gap Ministries and Coaches for Charity is working on a Thanksgiving basket drive, so we have some more information on that. And we're going to talk, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk with Lori Reynolds, who is the winemaker and one of the family members that owns Sonoyta Vineyards. They've got another event coming up next weekend. It's a big, huge event called the New Release Festival. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Lori about the Sonoyta AVA New Release Festival down in Sonoyta Vineyards. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley, and we're talking about all the wonderful things going on in Southern Arizona in this busy, busy, busy season. One thing I didn't mention is that we are helping feed the U of A marching band, and we have an opportunity for people to help us out with that. So if you're interested in that, go to coachesforcharity.org. So not only do we doing Thanksgiving boxes, but we're doing Feed the Band, and we have a couple big games coming up for them where we feed all 320 band members in Palmline. And so if you want to help with that, make that happen, tons of things going on in Southern Arizona. One of the big ones, fun ones, is a couple times a year, it's about three times a year, the Sonoyta Vineyards has these wonderful, wonderful activities. And we're with the winemaker from Sonoyta Vineyards and also a family, part of the family that owns Sonoyta Vineyards. Her grandfather started it. Welcome, Lori Reynolds.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. So what's the weather like in Sonoyta and Elgin at this time? Is it a little cold?
It's a bit cold. This morning at the bus stop, it was 24 degrees.
Holy goodness. Yeah, yeah. So what a beautiful area. So this is important because you're doing the New Release Festival and you're celebrating the Sonoyta AVA. And so the weather is a little bit different there than it is in Tucson. And that's a good thing because just the viticultural area is a really important thing for wine in Southern Arizona, right?
Oh, absolutely. So we're a good 10 degrees cooler than the Tucson area. And it's just, I mean, depending on where you're coming from in Tucson, it can be, if you're in Sarita, it's like a 45-minute drive. If you're in kind of metro Tucson, it's going to be about an hour. If you're in Marana, it could be about an hour and a half. But it's an easy day drive down here to Sonoyta. Rolling grasslands. It's beautiful. There's just... It's a gorgeous area. Of course, everybody's wrapping up harvest and done. And so it's where everybody kind of enjoys the new releases of the season for this festival, November 16th, 10 to 5. And it's several of our local wineries from here in Sonoyta. I have some friends coming from the Wilcox area as well, some wineries from there. And it's just a lot of fun to get together and enjoy everybody's new releases.
And there's some entertainment throughout the day, and there's some food trucks that you can get some delicious food. And are you going to have some vendors out on the lawn as well with some of their stuff?
Yeah, most definitely. We'll have some artisan vendors what we call the grassy area,
right,
with the trees. We'll have some folks out there. We'll have Las Vegas, which is an amazing food truck from out of Nogales, mm-hmm, and Rio Rico here, serving amazing, delicious Mexican food. And we will have live entertainment all day.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about some of your new releases from Sonoyta. What are you working on? What are some of the things that, of course, you have your traditional stuff that we talk about all the time, but anything fun and exciting new that you're going to be bringing out this time?
Well, I don't have anything just crazy new coming out. I mean, we are re-releasing our Angel Wings, which is definitely a fan favorite here at Sonoyta Vineyards. We will be releasing the new Mikasa, which is our Merlot Cab Syrah blend.
That's the popular one, isn't it, Mikasa?
That Mikasa is definitely a fan favorite here. So those two will be our new releases this year. And then probably won't be till after the festival, but we will be releasing our new Mission. Will be the variety Mission will be released. And that's always for our, definitely for our diehard fans here at Sonoyta Vineyards. The Mission variety is definitely one of their favorites because it's just so unique and different. So that will be being released. And then I will be having a new variety I started playing with. So we'll see kind of how that ages, and maybe next November will be our new release.
Great, great. We're talking with Lori Reynolds. She's the winemaker and one of the owners of Sonoyta Vineyards. They have their big festival, the Sonoyta AVA New Release Festival, next Saturday from 10 to 5, November 16th, down at in Elgin, right near Sonoyta. They're all together there. All the wineries are right there together. And Lori, we've told this story before, but you're a winemaker. How did you come to becoming thinking about, hey, I'm going to go work with some grapes and do the age-old task of making some delicious wines? How'd that all come about?
Well, you know, I am very lucky. My grandfather, Dr. Gordon Dutt, is the kind of been termed the grandfather and father of the Arizona wine industry. So I was grown up and raised around growing grapes and making wine my entire life. So I studied at the University of Arizona, where I got my bachelor's of science there. And then I transferred to UC Davis through their extension office and received a certificate through their extension office for viticulture and enology. And then I started working here full time in 2011, but took over as head winemaker in 2013 here at Sonoyta Vineyards. But I really grew up in the industry. And I love what I do because, I'm definitely a grandpa's girl. I love my grandpa, and we did everything together. So, I miss him. He passed away in 2021. He's always here with us anyway. And I'm so happy that we can continue his legacy. And me as the third generation, the fourth generation is right here working with me, are definitely a family run business. My oldest son is 15 and he helped process all the grapes. My youngest, who is 7, she helped start all the yeasts and helped do punch downs this year and fermented everything. She helped ferment everything. So definitely a family run business for, oh my gosh, we're going on 47 years this next year.
I have this vision of your grandpa sitting at the door there of the winery and watching the festivities and so forth and holding court with some of his buddies. He really enjoyed the festivals and being around the winery. That's great. Hey, you got a lot of friends in the industry who have started wineries down there. Some have come and gone, but there's still a couple that are still there after all these years and working alongside you. Some of them will be at the AVA festival, the new release festival. Name a couple of them.
Yeah, so we're going to have the Elgin Winery and Distillery, which is the second oldest winery out here in the area. They are family as well. So Gary and Catherine Ellum will be here serving their spirits and their wine. We will have Lightning Ridge Cellars. So that's my great friend, Ann Roncone. She's an amazing winemaker. She makes, my favorite is her Malte Pulciano. It is to die for. So please stop in to try that. She also makes a sparkling brut, which is just very lovely and crisp. We will have my great friends from Wilcox, Strive Vineyards will be here. Dez is an amazing winemaker. She just, I believe it was her Petite Verdot, is just so dark and luscious and amazing. We will also have Twisted Union Wine Company here. They have some great wines that they'll be releasing. There is, the newest winery in the Sonoyta Elgin area is called Flying Kite Vineyards. They're located on Lower Elgin Road. And so Richard, who's the winemaker there, he will be here. This will be his first offsite event. So come down and support him. There'll be some more. There's always people coming and going, and those are some of my great friends. And please come and support us in this area. And whether you know, you come here, but just come on down to the Sonora Elgin area. There are 20 tasting rooms now to come and visit. So it is quite an experience, and it's not a one-time thing. Just, you know, you can keep on coming. There's so many places to come to.
Right. And so this event, the Sonora AVA New Release Festival, is Saturday, the 16th of November, starting at 10 o'clock at 290 Elgin Road, Elgin Canelo Road in Elgin, Arizona, which is right there in the middle of Sonora. And it's really easy to get to. Follow the signs and you get there. And you have a beautiful, beautiful winery now. Unfortunately, Mother Nature kind of helped you with that. You were a couple years ago or kind of in the firestorm, as they say. But that, in a strange way, kind of helped you all, because now you have just an absolutely beautiful winery inside. It's just gorgeous. So out of lemons, make lemonade, as they say. Out of sour grapes, make some good wine. You've got a beautiful, beautiful showroom and tasting room, and it's just gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we really love the way that, you know, everything happens for a reason. That's what my mama always tells me. And everything is just, I couldn't be happier. Everything, even though, you know, with the worst things that could happen, you know, something, you know, I got to pretty much, it's all brand new.
Yeah.
So,
you got to lay it out like Lori, the winemaker, wanted to lay it out. So it's kind of the way you wanted it to be. And it's kind of updated and modern and gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And so that'll be the site of all the wineries in there tasting their new releases. So, Lori, you mentioned this kind of, we want everyone to come to the November 16th event, of course, but you are open every day but Tuesday, and you want people to come down all the time. It's a great day trip. There's, you know, they can stop at your place, but there's also some friends that have wineries down there. There's a couple of small restaurants. There's even a bed and breakfast and a couple places to stay. It's just a beautiful area. So you would encourage them to come down on a regular basis, just whenever, right?
Oh, Ashley, come down whenever you just want to get away from the hectic rat race in Tucson, and you just want to come for a really fun, easy day trip. I know me, as well as most of my friends down here, we all love picnickers. But there's some really great cafes and restaurants right here in Sonora that you can visit at. But at the wineries, you're more than welcome. Bring a picnic down if you want to come and picnic here, grab a bottle of wine, and just enjoy the afternoon. It's very peaceful. If you want less people, come during the week. If you want to, you know, if you want the live music and you want the, you know, more of a crowd, then Saturday is going to be your day to want to come down. So it really just depends, scheduling wise, but on your own part. But it's just a beautiful, peaceful area. I mean, there's nothing not to love about coming to the Sonora Elgin area.
Right. It's beautiful. And of course, this would be a perfect time to go to the wineries and pick up some holiday wine for Thanksgiving, for gift giving in the holiday time period. Lots of people come down there for these festivals, and they'll take a case home with them and give it out as presents, or keep it for the holidays for themselves and entertaining. And so you sell a lot of boxes of wine throughout the course of the next couple of weeks. So it would be a good time to go down and check out the new releases and catch some of that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So the festival is this Saturday, next Saturday, the 16th of November, 10 o'clock at Sonora Vineyards, which is on Elgin Canelo Road, just in Elgin, but it's right there in Sonora. All the wineries are right there together. Follow the signs. Lori Reynolds, you're amazing. Thank you for all you do for the area, the AVA down there, and helping keep your friends in the wine business afloat. And we appreciate what you do for the region, and we appreciate your craft and skill at being an excellent winemaker in Southern Arizona.
Oh, thanks, Ed.
We'll see you a week from Saturday. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 10:30 a.m. We'll be back after the break. We'll talk a little bit about what's coming up for Thanksgiving. And you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley, your host. And, you know, since we started Jump in Tucson back in January, it's been a flurry of activity, of business success stories. And of course, on Monday, I talk about all the wonderful things happening at the University of Arizona in our Wonder Series. Ted Maxwell on Tuesday talks about engagement in the community and getting involved in your community. On Wednesday, my good friend Grant Kruger from Union Public House talks about food for thought and some interesting ways that the industry has affected. You know, tourism is so huge in Tucson. It's important to know what's going on, and Grant does a great job of summarizing what's happening for in the restaurant business and new restaurants online and what existing restaurants are doing for the community. Then, of course, on Thursday, we have Tom Moulton, who is with SAAA, the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and together with our friend Felipe from Visit Tucson, we talk about the attractions and the things that are happening in all the various visitor locations in Tucson. On Fridays here, we talk about business success stories, organization success stories, and we were on Wake Up Tucson this morning, and one of the things we talked about was how Ackerley Advertising has been so involved in the community and so many different charity organizations over the years, and we started in 2009, we started a charity called Coaches for Charity. It kind of came as an offshoot of a project we were working on, and we worked with the University of Arizona, and we were going to have all the coaches participate in a golf tournament. So we did have a couple of what we call friend-raising golf tournaments to start the funding for Coaches for Charity. And now we're into some pretty big events, the Kickoff Classic, which is the football, high school football, 0-week kickoff that starts the high school football season. We have a couple of teams that vie for that, and we give them a bowl-like experience. We have a bowl-a-thon in June that Bill Ackerley and J.J. Delgado coordinate. That's a fundraiser to get some equipment, sporting equipment and stuff for elementary schools. We've had three schools now that benefit from that project. We also do the Roscrooge Cougar Classic with Dale Lopez and his crew. They've been doing that for 43 years, I think, now, and Dale will be in a couple of Fridays to talk about what's going on positive at the elementary school Roscrooge, which is a great school right across the street from Tucson High School. And then of course, we have the MLK Basketball Classic, which is a Coaches for Charity event, and our friend Herman House gifted that to us. He had done it for many years, and then he helped us get it going, and we've been doing that for about a decade now, and that is a huge event at McHale Center on MLK Day, which is January 20th this year, and there's nine games, so that's 18 teams will be participating in a high school basketball tournament, and those high school kids get to go play on McHale's floor. The majority of them won't play on the college level on the McHale's floor, so it gives them a nice chance. Well, I tell you all that to tell you one of the things that that we do is Coaches for Charity helps sponsor some Thanksgiving boxes for families, for needy families in a couple of schools. So Bill, my brother Bill's here with me this morning, and so tell us a little bit about what we do with the Thanksgiving boxes and why we're doing it.
Okay, well, first of all, it's nice to see you in person. Ed and I work in separate offices now since COVID, and so we get to see each other in person on Fridays.
Right.
But the food goes to elementary school. It's in this area that select families that might need help during the Thanksgiving time. And
what are those six schools that we're helping this year?
This year it's Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's.
That's Santa Cruz there. That's at 22nd and 12th Avenue, I think.
Oh,
it is. Yeah.
Right.
Or Stone,
right.
I guess it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then St. John's is over at Ajo and
right
in that area.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then Utterback Middle School.
Yep.
And Apollo Middle School.
Utterback's over by the closing Sam Levitt's area over in that neighborhood. And then Apollo's just about a mile away. And our friend Dr. Thad Dugan was the principal there. He's moved on to another opportunity, but they have a great pantry at Apollo for needy families that they've established, and so they have a no questions asked. If you need some food, you go into this pantry that they have, and a family can pick out what they need, so that's great. Then we have two new schools.
Yeah, Utterback Middle School, which I mentioned already.
The two new ones are?
Our sister went there. She's a graduate of there.
Right,
so
yeah, Charlotte, right.
That up.
Right.
And then Mountain View Elementary
Mission
School.
Mission View.
Mission View Elementary and Ochoa elementary school.
And these are two schools that are came to us through our good friend Sixto Molina, who obviously helped me with my campaign for mayor. And he and I spent many days and nights and lunches and weekends in South Tucson area during the campaign. And it's kind of funny when you go someplace, you know, go to a restaurant down there and people will come up, they, you know, here's the mayoral candidate, and the whole restaurant comes over to see Sixto. They could care less about me. They want to see Sixto Molina. So, he has a great roots there. He was the town manager, the police chief, and still is a very active participant. Even though he doesn't live there, he's very supportive of them. And so he asked us if we could work with Ochoa Elementary School in Mission View this year. And so we're upping our game a little bit and going to 150 boxes. And so this is important. Where we get the boxes from is Executive Chef John Hone from Gap Ministries. He prepares the boxes with his staff. He's got Gap Ministries. One of their things is he helps teach people who are in transition to a new line of work, which is to be a kitchen worker, a culinary team, culinary staff member at area hotels and restaurants and so forth. It's a great program, and he's a great guy. He's very talented, and his food is delicious, and he's doing a great job of teaching these people their transition skills. But he and his staff prepare these boxes for us. So they put in a turkey. This is all stuff that the family is going to prepare themselves, but it's a turkey, it's potatoes, it's bread, it's cranberry sauce, it's vegetables, all the things you need to have a pie, all the things you need to have a perfect Thanksgiving meal for a family in need. And then we work together and deliver those on the Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving. The families are all selected. They're selected by the schools, right?
Right, yeah.
So how does that process work?
Well, I believe the principals are involved, and the people that work in the social services at the schools select the families that are needed for it.
Right.
So it's all pre-selected. We don't have anything to do with selecting
the
families.
We don't know who's getting the boxes or whatever. But we see some of them because they're coming to pick them up. But the social service people do all of the selection and arrange for the people to come pick them up. And in a couple cases, especially at Apollo, which I think is kind of interesting, Dr. Thad Dugan was the principal. He called me one day and said, hey, we've got two janitors, custodial people that are really, you know, struggling. Would you mind if I gave them each a box for, and I said, absolutely. They're part of the school family. And so, so every once in a while, that one of those requests will come in where we help somebody. So this is a really neat thing. I want to thank Richard Fimbres, city councilman, and Mark Kerr, who got me involved in this about 6-8 years ago and asked me to get some friends together to fund some of this. And so we're doing it. We're continuing this and giving boxes, and we're doing it under the auspices of Coaches for Charity, which is the charity that we started. And when we come back, I'm going to give you a report on some of the people who are going to help us and who've already made a commitment to give us, and we're going to ask you to help us and see if you can make a donation to feed 150 families a very simple little Thanksgiving meal. But as I said on Christy Simone's show this morning, how important this is for these families to kind of share in the celebration of Thanksgiving in a unique and different way. So when we come back after the break, we'll talk about a little bit more about Thanksgiving boxes for Coaches for Charity and all the wonderful things going on in the city of Tucson. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM. We'll be back in a little bit after we hear from some of our great sponsors, and we'll talk a little bit more about how you can help spread some Thanksgiving cheer. As Chris said this morning, blessings, a box is a blessing, blessing boxes for Thanksgiving. This is Jump in Tucson on KVOI. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I'm Dr. Ed Ackerley. In studio with me is my co-producer and owner of Ackerley Advertising, Bill Ackerley. Good morning again, Bill.
Good morning, Ed.
So we're talking about Thanksgiving and donating some boxes to 150 families, six different schools, 25 boxes each. They get they get a whole Thanksgiving meal in a box. And Chef John Hone from Gap Ministries and his culinary team prepare the meals, and we deliver them to the schools on the Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving. And we're asking the community to help. It's expensive to have a meal, isn't it, Bill?
Right. I was just looking at some stats. When we first started this, it was less than $6.50 a person to create a meal for Thanksgiving, including the turkey and all the fixings. But now that's closer to $10 a person. But
right.
we are still asking just $35 for a donation, and that we say feeds a family with a box.
So. Yeah, yeah. We've basically a family of four is what a box feeds. And so we give out 25 to each school. I do want to mention a few people who have already just this morning answered the call and are going to help us. Jeff Ronstadt, our good friend from Ronstadt Insurance, he's pledged three boxes. Kari and Ismael Gallardo from Southern Arizona Janitorial are giving us four boxes. Carlos Delgado from Tidy Up
Yard Maintenance.
He's given us four boxes. Leah Marquez Peterson, our reelected corporation commissioner, she's given us two boxes. And Sean McCluskey from Rincon Ventures just walked out of the studio and is going to pay for 10 boxes. And our good friends Michael and Kristen True and Russell and Laura True from White Stallion Ranch have will underwrite 10 boxes. So we have 33 boxes underwritten so far. We need 117 more as we move through this. You can donate if you'd like to by going for Coaches for Charity. That's coaches and the word for, F-O-R, charity.org, coachesforcharity.org. And if you go there, there's a little button that says Thanksgiving boxes. You can click on that. You can buy one for $35, or you can buy 10 for $350. Or I had a bank one time come in and buy, they bought 50 at one fell swoop because they were looking for a place for their employee fund to do some good in Tucson. And so they underwrote 50 boxes for us. So if you can underwrite a box or two or three, one is good. So $35 is good. If you can help there, that would be great. Just go to coachesforcharity.org and you can make that happen. So, Bill, let's talk a little bit about what we're doing on Wednesday. We've had so many guests on Jump in Tucson since January, so we're planning on leveraging some of those relationships on Wednesday, right?
Right. They're going to have the weekly tailgate party at the Arizona Sands Club, and they've graciously invited us to be part of that, and you can come to that party, and if you donate a box, then that's your admission fee to the party, but... Yeah. And that's a great time. It's got the UVA pep band there. And
right. Yeah. Rick Croner, who's the general manager, you know, we want to fill the house. I get the band there every home game. We do a tailgate party 2 days before. And since next week, the game is on Friday against Houston at 8 p.m., the tailgate has moved to Wednesday night. So we're doing a 5 to 7 p.m. tailgate. The band comes in at about 6:40 p.m. and gets everybody in the spirit. And so... And there are there's food and beverages available if someone wants to participate in that. They have a grill going outside, and there's burgers and other things that you can purchase. The idea here is that you pay the $35 to underwrite a box. You can do more, but you get $35, and we'll flip you a poker chip and get you a drink, and have you be rewarded for your donation by coming and getting a beverage with us. But the idea here is to do a couple things at the same time. It's to celebrate the University of Arizona and the band, and support Chad and all the good things that the Palm Line does with Adrian. And they're good. We're helping them, obviously, feed the band. Rick Croner's been just a trooper helping us with many of our projects. And so we want to support the Arizona Sands Club. And we want to get some boxes sold for Coaches for Charity and the Thanksgiving program. So it should be a fun night.
Yeah, it should be a blast.
Yeah. We've got 117 more to go. I'm sure by the end of the day, we'll be down under 100. And so over the next 2 weeks or so, we are going to really be asking our friends and others to step up and help us. And like I say, it's only $35. Heck, you take four kids to one of the fast food restaurants now and get a pizza or something. It's close to that. So it's not a lot of money. It's a couple of coffees that you give up in order to make the life of a needy family wonderful. So again, the schools we're helping are Santa Cruz School, St. John's School, Utterback Middle School, Apollo Middle School, Ochoa Elementary, and Mission View Elementary. And the social workers there and the principals and administration identified 25 families. And then our friend Chef John Hone from Gap Ministry and his culinary team will prepare them a box, which includes a turkey, all the fixings, pie, some bread, some potatoes, those kinds of things, anything that you would have at your Thanksgiving meal. They get to pick that up on Wednesday. and prepare a little Thanksgiving dinner for their family. So I was telling Christy Simone earlier this morning that when I did this the first couple of times, I was so involved in the operational side of it, of working with Chef John and getting the truck and orchestrating the media and getting some coverage and you know, delivering the boxes and pulling them out of the truck and getting people. Val Romero's helped me a couple of times, and Sixto Molina and other guys have helped me distribute the boxes. And I was so involved in the operational side of it, I kind of, to be really honest with you, I kind of missed the purpose of it, and I kind of missed the effect of it. And this last couple of years, I've taken the time out to watch these people pick up these boxes and how thankful they are for their Thanksgiving box. It's very touching, and it's you know, they're not taking this for granted, and they're not entitled to it or anything. They're just internally grateful that we're helping them with something that seems simple, but it's very, very empowering and impactful. And so I think the principals would agree with me that this makes a big difference, especially at this time of year. So that's so again, how do they, Bill, how do they make a donation?
Go to coachesforcharity.org. There's a button on the top of the website that is, it says Thanksgiving. Just click on that and you're on your way.
Yeah, and we get notified almost immediately that that you've made your donation, and that we have a very secure way to do this. I have to tell a quick story about my friend Jim Livengood, who was athletic director for many years. When we were starting Coaches for Charity, you know, I kind of was a little chagrined walking into his office one day saying, you know, Jim, you probably just hate it when I come in here because I'm always asking for something. I'm always asking for community donations and so forth. And he did say to me something really powerful, which has helped me in the last 20 years. He said, Ed, you know, lots of people ask us for lots of things from all over the country, asking us for balls and tickets and money and donations and all, you know, people to come and do speeches and so forth. We know that when we give it to the Ackerleys and the Coaches for Charity, it's going to go to the right place and there's not going to be any waste. And so we're happy to support. So hopefully you can support Coaches for Charity for our Thanksgiving boxes this Thanksgiving. Go to coachesforcharity.org and donate and help us out. We really appreciate it, and all the families appreciate it too. If you'd like to be interviewed on Jump in Tucson or share your success story, go to jumpintucson.com. Jump in Tucson is produced by Ackerley Advertising. William Ackerley is my partner. The program broadcasts from Bustos Media at KVOI 1030 AM. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you will jump in Tucson.